Well, the basic gist of it is that the College Station City Council has adopted a city charter, which is the law that is supposed to govern the city of College Station. And because it did not suit their purposes in this particular instance, they did not want to follow it. The law specifically requires that a recall election be held within 30 to 60 days after the submission of the petitions to the city council. And provides also that if the city council fails or refuses to schedule that election, that the district judge has the authority to order that election. We ask that the judge exercise that authority, and based on the arguments of counsel and the law as he interpreted it, he chose to grant a plea to the jurisdiction and refused to grant our declaratory judgment.
On several occasions brought up how the city is prepared for a May 14th election date and did not prepare for a March 28th election.
Well, actually, what developed in the testimony was that they have taken no steps towards providing for a recall election. Now, they've said that, you know, they've ordered an election to be held on May 14, which is not in compliance with the city charter, but no steps have been taken towards actually carrying that into effect. Our argument is that they've known for quite some time what their charter says. They've known what we were requesting, and they failed to act. Also, the city's argument essentially is we've drafted a charter that it's impossible for us to follow according to state law. So, to me, what that means is the charter is completely illusory, at least with respect to those provisions.
So what happens now?
I'll have to have a conversation with my clients, and we'll determine what happens next.